welcome to section two, and I hope you found many of these ideas that I shared with you in section one to be quite thought-provoking and hopefully quite insightful, even in the context of your own life. Now, no life coaching course could ever really call itself an actual life coaching course if we weren't to ask some of those bigger questions in life. You know the ones that I mean? Come on, you must have done a Google search at some point. What is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? Well, in all seriousness, at some point, in pretty much most of the conversations you have with your clients moving forward, these questions will come up, I guarantee you. All right, now, one of the major issues that many people have is that they don't know which direction to look in for purpose or meaning. Now, what I thought I would do, just for some entertainment value, is do a little Google search, right, to see what some of the most common and popular opinions are in terms of what the meaning of life is. I mean, we've got some fantastic comments up here. We've got the meaning of life is whatever you ascribe it to be. Being alive is the meaning. Fantastic. Now, what the hell does that mean? And we have 42, whatever that means. Life has no meaning. Each of us has meaning and we bring it to life. It is a waste to be asking the question when you are the answer. Again, fantastically philosophical, but I don't have the faintest idea what that means. There's a really great one over here, actually. Cookie Monster, right? I'm going to do my best to put on the Cookie Monster voice. Life, not all guessing games. Maybe this is more like Master Yoda, I'm not sure. Sometimes we have to care about friends, especially friends who love cookies. Right, okay, I'm not sure if that one's really going to serve you or your clients too much. But here we go, here's a good one. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Now, I like this one, right? And I have done a little bit of research before I jumped in front of the camera today. Here's another one over here. I feel the capacity to care is the thing which gives life its deepest significance. Pablo Casals. Fantastic. The literal meaning of life is whatever you're doing that prevents you from killing yourself. Fantastic. Right, that's a little bit morbid and miserable. Now, what I'm saying here, all right, is pretty much every single person on the world is going to have a different opinion, a different perspective, different thoughts, different views when it comes to the meaning of life and life's purpose. And I'm going to recommend a little book here for you to invest into. It's called Man's Search for Meaning by an author named Viktor Frankl. Now, this is a fantastic book. Again, I'll recommend this right at the end of the course with a few other books as well. Viktor Frankl, he was involved back in the Holocaust. I think he'd been taken prisoner. He ended up in one of the Nazi concentration camps. And over the span of around about 3.5 to 4 years, he experienced many of his friends, his loved ones, his family being executed, tortured, and worse. And he was one of the survivors. And as the story goes, the book is kind of broken into two different sections. Section number one, he's giving an account of his experience in this traumatic, life-altering experience that most of us couldn't even imagine. And then the second half of the book, he starts asking the question, for what purpose? Why did I go through this? He was looking for meaning through his experience. Now, if you think about what many people do in life, they'll have an experience, a good one, makes them happy. They'll have a bad one or a series of bad ones. And many people end up spiraling downwards into this hole of despair and hopelessness and helplessness. And I'm going to share with you a little story to help you develop a better relationship with the whole moving forward as well. But what this man demonstrates inside of this book is how it's actually, it's not that the events have meaning within themselves. It's not that our experiences in life have any meaning. But rather, as meaning-making machines, as human beings, we are just simply assigning meaning onto absolutely everything that we do. We assign meaning onto every single experience that we have. You're going to be assigning meaning onto this video as you're watching me right now. You're going to be assigning meaning onto what's going on in your life today. Every single thing that's said to you, every interaction you have, everything that you do is going to mean something to you. All right? And what I'm saying here is that we each get to decide what our life means. We each get to decide what our history means, what all of the highs and the lows, what everything means. And here's the thing. Say, for example, you have been through in life failure after failure, after setback after setback, after rejection after rejection. And many people do. You might be one of the fortunate ones who's just had a plain sailing life. But if you have had the struggles that many of us do, then it might be the case that you have decided that life means struggle, challenge, difficulty, rejection, all of these things. And bear in mind, all we can ever assign meaning onto are events and things that have happened at some point in our past. We can't assign meaning onto anything that hasn't happened yet. Now, we could ask the question, what is the meaning of life on a global, universal scale? But I guess that's going to kind of be completely irrelevant in response to how it is that we live our life. The only relevant meanings that we have in our life is the meanings that we assign onto our life's events and our life's experiences. All of our past experiences will either mean that we are enough and skilled enough and competent enough and all these things to move into the future and go and achieve some significant things, or all of our past experiences and events are going to mean that we are not quite ready, we're not skilled enough, we're not confident enough, we are not enough, full stop, to do the things that we want to do. And believe it or not, these are some massive questions, but is the meaning that people assign onto their life's events that will either project them forward with excitement and passion into the future, or the meaning that people assign onto their life's events and experiences will act as a noose around their neck to fundamentally hold them back. So, what is the purpose of life? Well, again, that's another extremely large, ambiguous, generalized question. And I guess that the only question you really need to consider answering, you first and foremost, especially so you can assist your clients in answering the same question, is what is the purpose of your life? Well, in order to get an idea of what our purpose might be, we've got to look at all of the lessons that we've learned in the past, all right? We cannot project ourselves out into the future and actively be effective at, you know, guiding people or helping people or coaching people through anything that we ourselves haven't already overcome and been through, if that makes sense. So just coming back to the book here to give you a fantastic example. Viktor Frankl had gone through this Nazi concentration camp. He'd experienced so much death and pretty much the worst of human nature. Now, what many people might have done is, you know, especially here in Scotland today, right, many people would have just got depressed and given up at life. You know what, do you know what I mean, right? Today, people will get depressed when they lose their job or a relationship ends or they don't get what they want or mummy doesn't give them enough cuddles or something like that. This guy here lasted 3.5 years on the receiving end of pretty much the worst of brutal human nature. But he survived it, he lived to tell the tale. And what he decided was that his past didn't have to mean that he was a crushed man. Instead, he used his past as kind of like a foundation, a stepping stone that he built and based the rest of his life upon. He went on to become a psychologist who it was a form of therapy back then called logotherapy. And it's not really one of the most common forms of therapy, to be honest with you today. But what this primarily does, it helps people to evaluate their pasts for the purpose of drawing the best possible meaning from their past that allows them to find purpose and direction for their future. So where many people allow their past experiences to crush them, right, what this way of thinking does is it allows us to learn from our past experiences and then, as I've mentioned, put them down, use them as a platform or a set of foundations upon which we can build the rest of our lives. All right? So, why did I get into life coaching? Well, how I got into life coaching is probably pretty similar to how it is that you've gotten into life coaching, why you've landed on this course. There's going to be one of a few reasons why people are taking this course right now, and I've already covered this at the start of the last section. Some people will be watching this video right now for the purpose of growing and developing themselves. Some people will be taking this course for the purpose of, at some point in the future, helping and assisting and coaching and making a difference in other people or the world at large. And I'm guessing that it's only when we reach this stage in life where we decide that we are ready to start making an impact in the lives of other people. It's really only then that life actually becomes meaningful for us, when life becomes about more than just ourselves. Now, this is how I've experienced life. This is how I've interpreted my own experiences. When I lived my own life, working in business and sales, and even in the military for all these years, yes, I might have believed that what I was doing was a good works and all that kind of thing, but to be honest with you, I never found anything particularly rewarding or meaningful. It was only when I started guiding and helping and assisting other people, making a positive difference in other people, by just simply sharing with them the lessons that I learned in my past, that life became meaningful for me. Does that make sense? So, what is the meaning of your life? Well, the meaning of your life is whatever meaning you choose to put on it. What is the purpose of your life? Well, if you look at your past experiences, look at all the challenges and the hurdles and the obstacles that you've overcome, many people see these things as a full stop, as a sticking point in life. What I see failure and all these sorts of things as is just kind of like the training ground that prepares us for whatever it is that we're willing to share with other people next. It's our hurts, it's our scars that ultimately build up our intrinsic value in life, and it's the intrinsic value which other people then find in us that ultimately makes our life seem meaningful to us and valuable to them. Are you with me? But not everyone gets there. All right, you're watching this course right now, but many of your future clients haven't watched this course right now. They're not even thinking about watching this course right now because their lives are possibly in the process of falling apart. So in the next video, I'm going to share with you a story to help you understand what happens when we don't start asking ourselves the bigger questions of life.